You met me deep in my despair to show me you would never leave me there. You claimed me 'cause I was made for so much more. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Oh, heavy with the weight of my mistakes, you carried me and refused to let me sink under the pressure you meant for me to soar. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all you have planned for me, and nothing can separate me from your love. So much more, still worth fighting for. Now I'm moving by faith and not by sight towards victory. By the power of your might, you're straightening out my path. Don't think every door, I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for.
Nothing can separate me from your love
when there's so much more.
Afternoon. Hello to the cast. How's everybody?
I'm doing well. Amen. I want to say everyone is doing well, but I guess they got to speak that for themselves. My name made the woke list early this morning.
Oh, yes. And my name made the woke list early this morning, too. This is important. We are live. At least me and the pastor is live. I don't know about everybody else. It's two live people on the line. Yes.
And you got a phone that keeps cutting in and out, Sex.
Wow. Isn't it something like somebody to, I don't know. Praise God, Pastor Wolfgang. Wolfgang, how are you?
Doing all right. You got to check your phone out there, Sex. It cuts in and out like you're on a bad walkie-talkie.
Okay, I rebuke you.
Amen.
He's rebuking the phone. Terry be cutting up sometimes, so he's speaking.
So, actually, it's a spectrum. So, am I choppy? Am I still choppy?
Clear it up a little bit, yeah.
Okay. And Wolfgang, I know you're not one to talk about a we're not going to go there. Once again, welcome to the Six Eyes Gospel Show. I am Six Eyes, and with me is Pastor Kenneth Bonnet from the beautiful city of Tennessee, who is going to bring you a profound word, as always. So we want to welcome him, and thank you, man of God. We also have the Wolfgang, who's been talking about my phone, and we're not even 5 minutes into the show, and I see how it's going to be. So, you know, I want to say hello to my phone, Mr. Panasonic. Hello, welcome. Act good. We do have company, so hopefully the phone will stay clear. Emily Barnum, hello to you as well. Our surrounding city and states, faraway countries, hello to you as well. Guest that's on the line, hello. Because I don't know who's on the line. I'm not looking at the board. But hello, and if you feel compelled, press 1 and say hello. If God has woken you up and you are thankful, press 1 and just say, thank you, Lord. That's all you got to say. You don't even got to say your name if you don't
want to. Amen.
Amen. And we have Ruthie.
Amen.
Now, Ruthie, it is my goal and prayer that you keep your husband in line during this show here on the Six Eyes Gospel Show. And that he will not talk about my phone, because if my phone gets talked about, I might just end the whole network today. I don't know. So let's see how my cup of coffee goes. And Mama Six Eyes said to tell you all hello, and she's taking off today. She said to tell you all hello to our family, friends, and fans. Hello from Mama Six Eyes. All right, I'm going to sit back and let you all take over the show.
Why? Yeah. Before you finish there, Brother Charles, that's the reason why our listeners can always go back and listen to any of our broadcasts. I think you might want to tell them about that, how they may do that.
Oh, you know, you're right. Yes, so to enjoy the 6 Eyes Radio Network, even while we're not here, you can do so by going to your respective device, be it Android or iPhone, and on the podcast section, you simply type in and search 6 Eyes Radio, that's SIXEYES Radio, RADIO, no space, that's 6 Eyes Radio. And when you press search, you will see, starting off, Motivational Monday. And when you see that, you know you are on the right podcast. And in the top right corner, you press subscribe, and you will miss not an episode of the 6 Eyes Radio Network, but you'll have every episode on demand for your enjoyment.
Amen. And speaking of enjoyment, we want to say thank you to all of those that have helped support this radio station with your contributions. Many people have given over the years to help keep this programming on. And so before Six leave us, Six, if you don't mind, let's give our listeners that information one more time.
I would be glad to, Pastor. All right, so for those of you who have contributed to the 6 Eyes Radio Station in the past, we pray that you continue to do so. Now, you have two options. Now, if you utilize the PayPal platform, that's PayPal, P-A-Y-P-A-L, the email address you'll enter, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, the digit number 6, at gmail.com. That is S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, the digit number 6, at gmail.com. And whatever God puts in your heart to help us keep bringing you great programming will be greatly appreciated. Now, the second option is the Cash App. So that would be $SIXEYES, digit number 2, the digit number 4. Once again, for the Cash App users, that would be $SIXEYES, digit number 2, the digit number 4. And again, whatever God puts in your heart to help us keep bringing you great programming will be greatly, greatly, greatly appreciated.
And one other thing you forgot, Six, for those folks that want to join in, get the podcast, if you happen to be a Victor Trek user, if you're blind and you use the Victor Trek, you could go to where it says podcast, and you could type in S-I-X-E-Y-E-S. You could put a space, or you don't have to, and put the word radio, R-A-D-I-O, and it'll pop right up there, and hit the subscribe, and you can get Six Eyes right on your Victor track. But it's wise to listen to it when you're in a park or something, not while you're trying to walk and concentrate on traffic.
All right. No texting and driving. Amen. And so that may qualify, you know. We want you to be safe out there. We want to send out special prayers to this week, the Colin Powell family buried him, and a wonderful general served our country for decades. And so we want to send our prayers to his family and those that lost loved ones this year. We're praying for you here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. We want you to know that we are people that believe in the power of prayer, and we believe that God will give you strength to press through the hard times that lies ahead of you for the absence of your loved ones. Nobody knows how grief is going to hit them until it actually hits them. Many of us want to be able to believe that we can deal with grief good, and hopefully we can. But I know the Word of God says I can do all things through Christ that strengthens, that's a continuation of strength, that strengthens me. And so Christ can give you the strength to overcome the grief of the loss of your loved ones. Trust God, and he'll make it better for you. Amen.
Amen. Before we get started, excuse me, for those of you who may be in the same area, if you can move away from each other or have your phone on mute, because we do not want to experience feedback during the show. It takes away from the enjoyment of the show. So let's keep that in mind. And, Ken, your phone is breaking up. Amen.
Oh, tomorrow night we're going to be talking about forgiveness. I want all of our listeners to tune in on tomorrow. We're going to be talking about forgiving as God's people. Amen. That's actually the lesson. Now, I'm not picking a throwing shade. That's actually the lesson. Those of you that follow the Sunday school lesson, it is lesson 10. Amen. And so I am not throwing shade to anyone. I'm just saying, join us tomorrow night. Forgiveness as God's people. Amen. We're going to be coming out of the book of Matthew, chapter 5. So those of you that want to jump ahead, you can read all of chapter 5. I'm not going to tell you what verses we're going to deal with. Go ahead and read it all, Matthew, chapter 5, and it will bless you real well, because Matthew, chapter 5, has the Beatitudes in it. Amen. And so we want you to enjoy that at your leisure. Amen. Whether you do it today or tomorrow, take time out to read or listen to Matthew chapter 5. And we'll be talking about tomorrow night on Motivational Monday with yours truly. We'll be talking about forgiving as God's people. Wonderful information that's going to be given there. Still dealing in the area of mental health. These are things that's going to help us to live a more healthier and better life, especially in the eyes of God. Amen. Hey, I love you with the love of Christ. All right. Courtney Wilson started off letting us know that we are worth fighting for. Amen. So maybe in the past, you thought that you wasn't worth fighting for. Maybe you felt like you was always the last one picked because they had to pick somebody and you were the last one. But I want you to know, before you was even born, God picked you. Oh, yeah. But you're not the last pick. No, not by far. You was picked even before you were born. That's right. Out of all of the thousands of little sperms that tried to fertilize your mother's egg, God chose you. and called you a winner, and you was born a winner. So don't nobody think that you're a loser. Don't nobody should think that you can't overcome, because you can do all things through Christ that's strengthening you. Hey, enjoy the program. This is the Six Eyes Gospel Show, where you get your praise on without leaving the house.
Hello, I'm Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang.
And I'm Emily Barnum.
And we're Blind Trucking of Ashtabula, Ohio.
Keep your hands on the wheel.
And your eyes on the road.
And we support this program.
Here on the Six Eyes
Radio Network.
The favor of God stops your being manipulated by the circumstances. People say, well, under the circumstances, so-and-so. Well, what are you doing under the circumstances? With the favor of God, you're supposed to be on top of the circumstances. Stop being manipulated by circumstances. Stop worrying about the unknown. Some of you are young, and you're worried about the unknown. Stop it. If you have favor with God, it will be well with you. It will be well with your children. It will be well with all you put your hands to, because the favor of God is already in the future, working out the future. Things you don't even know are about to happen. God has already straightened them out in your behalf, because you and you and you are favored of God.
Yeah. I remember when sin was sin. And I remember when wrong was wrong. And I remember when we all got up and got back up, put the danger in the bar. On the pavement to open up.
Yeah.
Amen. Pastor Bonnet, did you want us to open with a word of prayer and a scripture reading?
Yes, sir, indeed. At this time, we're going to receive the Wolfgangs as they take us in prayer and a scripture reading.
Amen. All right. Also want to give an early birthday greeting to Emily, as she'll be turning, I believe, 52 this coming Wednesday, the 10th. So just want to say that out from me and Sister Ruth. But here we go. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you, Lord, for another day. In you we have another way, Lord Jesus. We thank you for bringing us to the land of the living, Lord Jesus, for another day that we could serve you, Lord Jesus. We ask you right now, Lord Jesus, for that soul who is nearest hell, that you'd help them to reel up the white flag surrender, Lord Jesus, that they'd be able to say, I yield, knowing that your word said, Lord Jesus, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let this day be their day, Lord Jesus. Let them get comfortable with us so we can rejoice with them in a newfound joy, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network, we ask a special blessing, do pray, Lord Jesus, so, Lord Jesus, they can keep on keeping on for you, whether it be mental, spiritual, physical, or financial, Lord Jesus. And for your children, we ask the same blessing and do pray, Lord Jesus, so they can keep on keeping on for you. And then, Lord Jesus, for those dealing with COVID-19, Lord Jesus, we ask a special blessing, do pray, Lord Jesus, first of all, for the family and friends who lost someone due to COVID-19, we ask your Holy Spirit to comfort them as only you can, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for those who are dealing with COVID-19 as we speak, we ask you, Lord Jesus, that you'd raise them up out of the bed of affliction, Lord Jesus, as only you can. And then, Lord Jesus, with situations like George Floyd and many other wicked situations just like, Lord Jesus, that we read about in the newspapers, here on the radio, see on the television, Lord Jesus, you got mail, Lord Jesus. We need to learn to love our neighbors as ourselves. In so doing, we'd be loving the omnipresent neighbor who is you. Now we turn the honor and glory of this program into your keeping, Lord Jesus. Let it be honored, glorifying to your name, so that something said and done, Lord Jesus, would reach that soul who is nearest hell. Now we give it to you. In your name, Lord Jesus, we pray and ask. Amen and amen.
Okay, I got Zephaniah chapter 1, verses 5 through 12. Excuse me. And them that worship the host of heaven upon the housetops, and them that worship and that swear by the Lord, and that swear by Malcolm, and them that are turned back from the Lord, and those that have not sought the Lord nor inquired for him. Hold thy peace at the presence of the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is at hand. For the Lord hath prepared a sacrifice, he hath bid his guests. And it shall come to pass in the day of the Lord's sacrifice that I will punish the princes and the king's children and all such as are clothed with strange apparel. In the same day also will I punish all those that leap on the threshold, which fill their master's houses with violence and deceit. It shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord, that there shall be the noise of a cry from the fish gate, and a howling from the second, and a great crashing from the hills. Howl, ye inhabitants of Maketesh, for all those merchant people are cut down. All they that bear silver are cut off. It shall come to pass at that time that I will search Jerusalem with candles, and punish the men that are settled on their lees, that say in their heart, the Lord will not do good, neither will he do evil. Bless the Lord.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Wolfgang. That was Missionary Kenneth and Ruth Wolfgang with our prayer and reading. I want to thank them for being wonderful partners here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. And God bless each of you. After this next track, we're coming with a word today to bless you is our prayer. This track is a tight tribute also, and it says, if he did it before, the same God. Listen to the lyrics. This month's emphasis is renewing our godly expectations. Amen. I want to keep that as a topic this month for all of our listeners. Renewing our godly expectations. Amen. Enjoy the track. If he did it before, he can do it again. I know oftentimes as a Christian, as a believer, as someone who has been redeemed, many times we resound the same old stories in the Bibles of hope. Many of us that's been in the church all of our lives have heard the saying, Jesus is coming back. Be ready. We've heard encouraging words like, don't throw in the towel. Your breakthrough is just on the other side. Every now and then, messages have to come across to cause us to refocus, to cause us to get back in line with the Word of God, or not to lose hope in the Word of God. Sometimes we can get so accustomed to things not going our way till we stop speaking the positive in our lives and just begin to accept what it is that's going on currently in our lives. It's amazing. It's amazing. And I want you to try this example, those of you that have sight. I want you to, on a sunny day, you know, I want you to face towards the sun. Don't look directly into it. We don't want you to hurt your eyes. But the brightness of the sun will cause you not to look directly at it. But then I want you to take a single coin, a penny, if you would, penny, and put it between your index finger and your thumb and hold it up in the direction of the sun. And as you hold that penny up, the closer you bring it to your eye, that single penny will block out the sun from causing your eye any pain or causing your eye to see the light of the sun. That single penny can block out the sun. A penny, the lowest currency that we have in America. A penny can block out the sun. What are you saying, Pastor Bonnet? I'm saying to you, if we allow small problems continue to be in our eyesight, they can become so close to us till it can block out the S-O-N, the Son of God. It can block out the glory of God. It can block out our sight of the direction that God desires for us because we have allowed it to become close. I'm helping somebody this morning or this afternoon, time frame you're in. So my central thought for you today is renewing my godly expectation. Renewing my godly expectation. Now, I'm not going to assume that we all have the same understanding of these words that I just said. I'm not going to just assume that you have the same thought of the word renewing or my or godly or even the word expectation. So if you allow me to just go back to elementary school and break down these words for our understanding today. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Don't make the preacher just have to hoop and holler and scream. Allow me to do a little teaching, if I may. Now, my grandma may not be the most perfect grandma, but I believe if you would just listen to me, and you agree with the words that I'm saying and the definition thereof. And even if you don't agree, you at least know where I'm coming from. Now, that word renew is associated with words like reset, restore and repair. It's associated with that. But today I want to give you renew as a verb. It is to resume an activity after an interruption. Sometimes, you know, you have to, you know, on our cell phones, if there's a glitch starts in it, you have to refresh it. So it's not a new phone, but you got to redo something in order for it to kick back in the right way. So to us today, that renew is a resuming, a picking back up, a starting over. Amen. That's why the song I play, if he did it before, he can do it again. I don't want you to stop believing that God is a way maker. Don't want you to stop believing that God is a healer. Don't want you to stop believing that God is a deliverer. I don't want you for one moment to think that the wonderful healing that took place in the Bible was for that day and time, and it's not available for us. The same God then is the same God now. For Malachi tells us that he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So renew. To assume an activity after interruption. And so to extend for a further period of validation, to extend something. You know, many of us have these cell phones and whether you have cable programming or satellite programming, and after the prescription has ended, you have to renew the contract. You have to do it again. You have to start it over. Amen, somebody. Amen. You have to revalidate that thing. Amen, somebody. I want us today to revalidate our faith in God. Amen. That validation to make that in our mind the quality of being sound and I want you to validate something is to secure it, amen, to make it assured, amen, to approve it. Amen. So renew your mind concerning God. Renew it. I know what you thought before is what you thought before. But this is a brand new day. And so renew your hope in God. Renew. Validate the God of your salvation in you today. Amen, somebody. Now, the word mind simply is personal. Me, myself, I. Me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and I. That's when I say me, myself, and I. It's personal. I can't convince you about the love of God if I'm thinking that his love is changeable. I can't convince you to hold on to your faith in God if my faith is wavering in God. So it comes upon me to make sure that I got me in check. Amen, somebody. I got to make sure that I'm looking right, that I'm thinking right, that I'm understanding right. Now that word godly. Oh, that word godly. Nowadays, you know, a lot of people saying things are godly. You know, you hear these terms called spiritual person, but are you a godly person? I'm going to let that sink in for a second, then I'm going to repeat it for the haters. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's sunk in. Now let me repeat it again. I know that you say you are a spiritual person, but my question to you, dear friend, is, are you a godly person. Because I want you to understand that if there be an evil spirit, there's a godly spirit. You can be spiritual, but is your spiritual good or evil? Mm-hmm. There's no in between. You can't say you have a good spirit and deny God, who is the very definition of good. Oh, yeah, that's food for thought. If God is good and all the time God is good, then it seems to state that I can say that one of the very names of God is the very definition of the word good, not better or best, but good, because there's no comparison. And because there's no comparison, so if God be good, and if I say I have the Spirit of God, and my behavior and my attitude is not good, then I either lied, been misinformed, been bamboozled, been hoodwinked. But the problem is not with God. It is most definitely and certainly with me. Because he who designed and made the word good, oh yeah, I want you to listen to the Bible real well. In the beginning, God, he don't explain who he is. He just began to tell you what he done. And on day one, when he finished, he looked at his work and he said, that's good. I got news for you, brothers and sisters. On day six, when he finished his work, that's when he made you and I. He said, it's good. That's why it's so important for us not to take his name in vain. So when I say I'm a good person, I'm taking his name. And if I don't do things that are good, then I'm making a mockery of his name. I'm making his name worthless. So I need to be mindful. See, y'all thought we're just talking about the names of God that you know, like Jehovah Jireh, Nisi, and Tiskanu, and Elohim, and so on and so forth. But the word name is character. And so the character of God is good. And the love of God for people is good. That's why you can't hate people and say you love God. The two don't mix. More so than oil and water don't mix, hate and God don't mix. So if you're going to represent God, you got to do it in love. I'll get back on your page. Got to talk to yourself every now and then. Get back on your lesson, preacher. You took time to write this out for the people. Read what you got. Read what you got. So to be godly, amen, somebody. That word godly, to be godly is to be devoutly religious. That's the definition. Amen. A display of one's virtue. Pious, that's what that word pious means. That means you do this openly, not secretly. You can't be good secretly. To be devout, that's assured, that's on purpose. It identifies with your behavior, our behavior. So to be godly is for our behavior to reflect God. The next word was expectation. That takes us to our scripture reading for today. Because I don't want you thinking, oh, the preacher just preaching. He ain't gave him no scripture text. He just talking. Let me give you my validation. And we're going to build on this word here. Those of you that have your Bible, turn with me and your word to Jeremiah 29. Very known scripture. It's beloved in my eyes, and I hope it's loved in yours. Amen, somebody. Jeremiah 29 and 11. Give me your time to get it. I think that's enough time. If you're using a paper Bible and you're in the New Testament, you got to go back the opposite direction. Amen. So Jeremiah was that weeping prophet. Amen. And here in the 29th chapter of Jeremiah, Jeremiah shares with us the word from God. And since God has no respect of person, we can apply this to us because he said it in his word. He said to Jeremiah, "For I," talking about himself, "know the thoughts that I think towards you." In other words, God saying, nobody's putting this in my mind. I'm not confused. I'm not tossed to and fro. I'm not indecisive. And we know this because if you go back to Jeremiah 1, he said, "Before I formed you, I knew you." So that means God had some purpose and plan for our lives. So when we get down to 29, he's talking and he's saying here in the 11th verse, "For I know my thoughts towards you." And if anything, you and I, brothers and sisters, we can have hope on this one scripture text by itself, that God had a thought, a plan for your life, for my life. He loves us. That's the end of it. And he has a plan already in his heart, already in his mind for us. Why am I trying to be a master of my own faith? No, God, I belong to you. You, my master. Therefore, you control my fate. So he says, here, Jeremiah 29 and 11, he says, "I know my thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord," capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. I have to point that out because this is the self-sufficient one. This is not the Lord of the manor. This is not some Lord over in England somewhere. No. This is not a man, but this is he who created man. Amen, somebody. This is he who has authority over man. He said they are thoughts of peace. That's Jehovah Shalom right there. Thoughts of peace. So when your mind is confused and you are allowing negative thoughts just to run through your mind, that's because you're not thinking about what God is thinking concerning you. You're thinking about what the devil and others are thinking about you. And sometimes it's just your misunderstanding of thinking about your own self. Oh, yeah. Sometimes our greatest enemies enter me. The devil didn't have to do it. You wouldn't, so it didn't happen. The devil didn't have to block your blessing. You didn't believe, so you didn't receive. Oh, I know you don't like that, but that's what it is. It's the truth anyhow. truth shall make you free. It's the truth that you apply, the truth that you use. For I know my thoughts, that I think towards you, says the Lord. There's no mistake about it. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. That's why I can say there's only two spirits, good and evil, and not of evil. To give, not to barter, to give. Not to haggle, to give. Not even to lend, but to give. To give you an expected end. That word expected. We get today our expectation. But we have to deal with the word expect. E-X-P-E-C-T. The word expected or expect means to regard something as likely to happen. The kingdom purpose for this is to know that God has planned for something to happen. He's put it in motion. So to regard or to believe someone as likely to do or to be something, that's action. That's action. Faith without works is dead. Those are actions. God is putting us in action. Then, for a further period of time, that's renewal. So to be something in action, that's expectation. That's the expect. When you expect something, you're looking toward something to happen. You know something is going to happen, so you look towards it's happening. I know the sun coming up in the morning. So if God allowed my eyes to open up in the morning, I know the sun going to rise. I can expect that because it's been set in motion to be clockwork, to be like clockwork. Just as the hands of the clock go around, so does the planet around the sun. Amen. Amen. You have to correct me that time, Mr. Ken. Paul Parrott, I got it. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. And so to expect, to regard something as likely to happen, to regard or to believe something as likely to do or to be something of action. Those are expectations. So here, we see in the scripture, God has given us something to know that not just any something that's going to happen, but that something that's going to happen is going to be peaceful. Amen, somebody. Amen, somebody. It's going to be peaceful because he already planned in his mind towards you and I peace. And not evil. So when evil things happen in our lives, we know it's not the plan of God for our lives. So victory is on its way. I'm going to say it again. So when evil things happen in our lives, it's not the plan of God for our lives. So therefore, we can expect victory to be on its way. Now, let me go on and read what he said in Jeremiah so that you don't think I'm just making up something for us. Now, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 12, it says, then shall ye call upon me. Now, who's talking? See, a lot of times we read these promises of God, but we don't read the conditions. We don't read the if and then. So the trust here is to be put in his plan. He said his plan. So whenever you and I decide to do it our way and not God's way, then God is not responsible for that. If I gave you an obligation to do something, and I say, well, listen, I'm going to cover your to go from this location to that location, and I'm going to give you extra time just in case something holds you up. But nothing holds you up in the process of going. You made a detour. And in the process of coming back, because the detour didn't hold you up, you decided to make another detour. But this time, the detour that you made doesn't end up well, and you incur damages. And you come back and you say, well, I'm going to need you to cover the damages. I'm going to ask what happened. And you're going to state, well, in the process of coming back, this and that happened to cause damage. Now, that's not the total truth, but that's what you're going to say. And many times in our walk of life, God has given us explicit direction, instruction. Do this only. Come back. I'm in the good book, y'all. I'm in the good book. And when you come back, then I have a reward for you. I'm going to pay you for your labor. Because whatsoever right, God will pay. But you had an incident, and I say an incident, not an accident, because an accident would have been if you did what I told you to do and came straight back and something happened. That was an accident. But it was an incident because you veered or you deviated from the plan. So now you incurred loss and want me to cover it. And that's how we go to God, brothers and sisters. We want God to cover our deviation when we deviated from the plan. So many of us love to jump on the bandwagon of Habakkuk 2 and 2. Write the vision, make it plain. And we write down our plan, forgetting before there was a Habakkuk 2 and 2, there was a Habakkuk 2 and 1. When he said, I'm going to seek the Lord for his plan, then that's the plan that's going to be written down so that others that read that plan that he sent down. Too often times we want to do our own thing and expect God to do this. Validate it. We want God to validate what he did not state. The Bible does say that marriage and all is honorable and the dead is undefiled. And so now we have same-sex marriages thinking that their marriage is holy because it has a name on it. But in Genesis, God gives us the definition of a marriage that cannot be changed by any law or any man, regardless of what we say or believe or think, and it's stated there, for this cause shall a man leave both mother and father and cleave to his own wife. Uh-oh. That's a definition. That's not a suggestion. People get mad, think we're talking hate. That's not hate. That is God's truth. So to tell you otherwise is to tell you a lie. And the good book says every liar every liar shall have their part in the lake of fire. That's the second death, y'all. Playing Monopoly, do not pass go, do not collect $200. It's going to cost you everything. It's going to cost you your eternal soul. So we can't validate anything just because it hurts your feelings. We are held truth, and that truth in love. So we ain't coming at you. Let me say that correctly. We are not coming at you in a way to condemn you, but we are coming to you with truth that you might be redeemed, that you may be delivered, that you may be set free. It's true, and if it's the truth, deal with the truth. God will help you wherever your standing is once you have acknowledged him the right way. Text says again, verse 12, then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me. Now, in other words, God said, hey, Ken, I got some plan for you. And the plan that I have for you, Ken, is one that is peaceful and good. It is to prosper you, to give you a hope. And so my responsibility after hearing, oh, there's a plan for me. Now, being a prophet, there's been times where in a service that the spirit of prophecy was on me heavy, and I began to prophesy to people, and they fall all out in the midst of it. Oh, God is talking to me, and I stop. Or I go to the next person, and when they stand back up, I go right back to them. I say, you need to hear the words of the Lord. Don't get so happy that you heard something from the Lord that you don't hear clearly everything that he's saying. And you miss some important things. See, it's for us to receive joy that he got planned for us. But guess what? Many of us don't get it because we don't do verse 12. As I was studying, as I was in my study a couple of days ago, as the Lord gave me this to you for the house, he blessed me because he told me, and I don't dealt with this topic, Jeremiah 29:11. I done stated and quoted it and taught it and all of that. But this time he says to me, read on. And knowing it a little bit, at first I was almost hesitant. And I rebuked myself and read on. And as I began to read on, he shared with me, he said, but this is what my people do. So me being part of his people, he was talking about me too. Because I done it so many times. We read part of it and got happy. And sure enough, we're supposed to get happy. But we didn't complete it. We didn't follow through. I play golf. I love golf. I love the game of golf. and having a good stance and addressing the ball properly, that's the first part of it. Having a mental state of where you got to go and knowing which way you got to do and having the right club, that's the next part of it. Taking the club in your hand and getting a good grip on it, that's just one part of it. Easing the club back to the backswing of it, that's the good part. But if I come down and stop and I don't follow through, my well intention will be a ball that don't go nowhere. And many times in our lives, we have well intention, but because we didn't follow through, our plan, our ball of life, didn't go the way we wanted it to go. It went a few feet ahead of us. We buried it down in the sand, hit it to the left, hit it to the right, but it did not go forward in the distance that it was supposed to accomplish because we failed to follow through. The text here says in verse 12, "Then shall ye," he's talking to Jeremiah, "then shall you, Jeremiah, call upon me." So I'm talking about Jeremiah here, but I'm going to change and put my name there. And I'm talking because I don't want to put your name there because I don't want you to think I'm talking about you. I don't want you to think the preacher's gospeling. But I do want you to put your name there. I do want you to make this personal because what we're doing, we're renewing our own godly expectation. Amen. We're renewing something within us about him who has not changed. Amen, somebody. And so it says here in verse 12, "Then shall you, Kenneth, call upon me, your God, the God, the only God. And you, Kenneth, shall go and pray." And I know some of y'all say, ain't that the same thing? Or isn't that the same thing? No, it's not. Because sometimes trouble hits you so bad, pain hits you so bad, the only thing you can do is call his name. Jesus! Lord! You see an accident happen, or God, that's the only thing you can do is call his name. Then, with that expectation, call upon me and go. That means this is something you must purpose to do. Go and pray. The word prayer here is petition. That's to seek the face of God. The face of God, not his hand. He already told you where the plans was. The plans was in his head, in his thoughts. So don't look in his hand. The plans is not in his hand. They're in his thoughts. That's his head. Oh, I know y'all don't like it. It's practical, but it's right. It's how we think about it. It's how we process it. It's how we follow instructions to get the best results. Then say you call upon me, Kenneth. And Kenneth, when you go and pray unto me, not go and talk to your buddies, not go and get, you know, your wingman, not go and get your yes man, but talk to me. He said, because if you to me, if you call upon me and you petition me and you come and seek me, he said, I'm going to hearken. I'm going to hear you. I know we say the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. But he don't hearken to everybody. But here, the process to get God to listen after you understand that there's a plan in his head, in his thought process for you. And you sought him or you are seeking him because you called him by name. Y'all remember the game hide and seek growing up? Call him by name. Amen, somebody. You sought him. Pray. You petitioned unto him. And he heard you. Verse 13. And ye shall seek. There it is right there. And ye shall seek and find me. Matthew 7 and 7. Acts. Seek and knock. Here's the principle here in the Old Testament. And ye shall seek me and find me. In other words, God said, I'm not hiding. I'm just waiting on you to come to where I'm at. Too often times, and there's nothing wrong with, come by here, my Lord. Come by here. Come by here, my Lord. Come. There's nothing wrong with asking God to come by here. But sometimes we need, where are you at, Lord? Where are you at? I need to find you, Lord. I need to find you. We need to change the song. We don't need to be waiting on him to come by here. We need to be going towards him. Revelation said, if you draw nigh to me and I will draw nigh to you. In other words, God sees us as we're coming towards him. Him. And then he begins to come towards us. In other words, he'll meet us on this journey called life. So 13 again says, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all. Somebody say all. I hear you. Say it again. All your heart. Not part of your heart. See, sometimes we see God with part of our heart because we really trust in this job over here or these people over here or this program over there, and we really trust in these entities. We really trust in these resources, forgetting that God is the source to all of my resources. That's why Matthew 6 and 33 says, seek first the kingdom. First. So God says here again in verse 13, and ye shall seek me and find me. When? See, process, when? When now? When distinct time? This time is only after you called his name, you prayed, you petitioned him. You sought him. I mean, you didn't stop. And because you didn't stop, you came across him where he at. Because you kept on searching for him. And you did it not by accident. But you did it with your whole heart. Verse 14. Here's our revelation. And I will be found of you. The problem with our issues in life today is we're saying, God, where you at? And I want you to understand, brothers and sisters, from that day in the garden after the fall of man, God has been saying, Adam, where are you? Because I'm doing my same routine. I'm coming down the same avenue I always came to fellowship with you. It is you who are hiding. It's you that's covering up this and that. It is you that have left the place of fellowship. So, Adam, where you at? And God is still asking us the same questions today, brothers and sisters. Where you at? Where you at? I'm doing the same old thing over and over. I've been here since the beginning. I'm going to be here in the end. When it's all said and done, it's going to be me standing. And so it calls upon us, believers, to stop and not walking the talk. That makes us no different than the scribes of Pharisee and the Pharisees of Jesus' day. We got some that perpetrates the law, you know, we do it in for show. And act like everything is all A-OK. And we tell you, you do this and you do that and you see me doing this and you see me doing that and you see me and you see me and you see me. But at home ain't living a nickel worth of anything that we want you to see. Oh, yeah. Camel used to be a television program that many Christians prayed that they never played on them. Don't follow me, huh? Nah, you might see something that you don't need to see. And then we got the audacity to try to justify, say, well, my private life is private. That's a lie. As a born-again believer, I have no private life. I know I just lost all of you. My life belongs to God. My life is given to the public. It's given to the people. That don't mean I don't have private moments. That don't mean I have the me moment. That means, though, I never represent me. I always represent him. Even in my personal business, I want to build my name through my brand and through my business. But if it don't represent God, whose I am, then it means nothing. And many of us, our issue is we want to build us and leave God behind, and then when trouble comes, then we want to cry for him, but we left him. But I got good news for you today. You can renew your contract. You can revalidate who he is in you today. Oh, yeah. Because last I read, John 3:16 did not change. And said God so loved the world that he gave. And so because you have breath in your body today, the Holy Spirit is still present to give us grace that we may ask for forgiveness. Grace gives us an opportunity to say, forgive me, Lord, I've sinned. And I've come short of your glory. But I'm asking you to wash me afresh one more time. Forgive me. And if there be anything else in me that's not like you, reveal it. That I may be all that you want me to be. For I've been bought with a price, and I am not my own. See, this is the complete teaching. I know your preacher said salvation was free and you can do what you want to do. That's a lie. You cannot do what you want to do. You have the right to choose what you want to do. Because you are a free moral agent. But Jesus said, by this shall all men know, not guess, not question, that you are my disciples. that you will have loved one, two, not four. That you will have loved one to another. And that means we took in responsibility to ensure that you know that I love you, because I didn't leave you behind. Because I encourage you to get up. In fact, I extended my hand to help you up. I even got down with you. Not rolled around in the mud, but I got eye to eye so that you didn't feel that I was talking down on you. And we came up together. Some of y'all heard the story. There was a young man walking one day and not paying attention to what he was doing, and he fell in this pit. And the pit was deep, and it was dark. And he could not get back up because of the depthness of it, nor could he see down in it because of the darkness of it. Every now and then, he would hear sounds of someone walking by, and he would cry out, "Help!" because of his cry didn't sound the same by the time it got to the top, and many people were just passed by. And because of the depth of the hole, some even looked down and just kept on going. But one day, this elderly gentleman was passing by, and he heard something, and he leaned his ear to it. The young man was hollering, "Help!" He yelled back at him and to let him know, "Move back, huh? Move back." Why? And he jumped down there with him. And the young man saw this elderly gentleman, and he got kind of discombobulated. He said, "Oh, man, no. I didn't say come down. I said get me up. Oh, man, what? Oh, man, now we both stuck." And the elderly man said, "Hold on, young fella. Calm down. I came down here to just let you know it was going to be all right. I came down here to let you know that although this pit is deep, and although this pit is dark and you can't see your way, but I want you to get happy now. I want you to be encouraged now. I've been in this same pit myself before. And every now and then when I walk by this pit, I look down to make sure nobody else is in here. And I saw that you was in here today, so I came down here just to let you know there is a way out of this pit, and I know the way full of me." Woo, glory to God. And he took him by the hand, and before he knew it, he was out of the pit. He said, "How did we get out of the pit? There was nothing. We didn't go up." He just said, "We just kept moving forward." Because there's a hole here that takes you back to the top. And I want you to know that there's a word called the Bible that's here for you and me, so that we can know that no matter how deep the hole is, no matter how dark the pit is, that there's hope for us. There's a word from God for us in his word. You don't have to prophesy to me. I got 66 books of prophecy for me to let me know there's hope for me. That I don't have to worry about the failures of yesterday. And I don't have to allow them to keep me from making it today. Yesterday is gone. Today is brand new. And I'm going to unfold the gift that God has for me in this day. And I want to encourage somebody that wherever you are, that there's hope for you today. There's peace for you today. There's joy for you today. You do not have to go into your tomorrow in sorrow. Yes, your heart may be hurting because you've been let down. You've been pushed aside. All of that may be true. But God's love for you is greater than any one person, any group of people, that anyone, because he loves you, he gives up here in Jeremiah 29 and 11. He gives us the hope that we need to renew our expectation that there's something better coming. Jesus told Martha, I am the resurrection, the truth, and the life. And here in Jeremiah, God said, I know. I know my thoughts that I think towards you. Thoughts of good. Thoughts of peace. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected end. How can you validate today? How can you renew your godly expectation? Well, you just read it. Validate it in your heart to know that there's a plan of God for your victory. And all you have to do is read verse 12 and 13. And by the time you get to 14, you'll hear God saying to you, and I will be found of you. I will be found. You're going to find him. He's not lost. We are. He's not confused. That was us. But if we seek him, if we pray, if we call upon his name, we'll find him. The word says, they that seek God must believe that he is. And he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. God loves us, brothers and sisters. And no matter what you're going through in your life right now, I want you to know without a shadow of a doubt, you are loved by God. You are loved by God. I was going to pray this one track, but now I see that I need to play Good, Good Father. Because we need to know that God is good all the time. I was going to play this song called Give Me You. And it's a wonderful song. It's a great worship song. But let me pull up Good, Good Father. Because I'm going to pull up the one by Tasha Cobb. It's a wonderful track. I was going to do the one by Benita. Both of them are having me laying on the floor just praising and worshiping God. But I pray that this bless you as I pray that the message itself bless you on today. And I hope that you are encouraged
back to college right when I had
not to give up wherever you are in life, that you will hold on. It's not too late for you. I know a lot of times we look at our age and think it's too late, but it's not too late. It is not too late. God loves you. We serve a good Father. We'll be back with our fellowship time in just a moment.
Of surrender today. God, we thank you for your faithfulness and your goodness. God, we thank you today that you're not mad at us, but that you're madly in love with us. And you look down upon us, duct taped and super glued back together. But you look at us like a daddy looks at a daughter, like a father who looks at a son. Will you just, come on, with your hands lifted, just thanking for that mercy and that unfailing grace that never ran out on you. And never stop chasing you. To God today, we thank you. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. And we thank you that you are a good, good Father. And we are loved by you. Come on, if you believe that this morning, will you just give the Lord another shout of praise? Come on, all over the room. Come on, with hearts of gratitude. Come on.
You've never Father, bless the word. Fill this place with miracle testimonies because of what happens in the next 25 minutes. One person caught it. Fill this room with miracle testimonies based on what breaks out in the next 25 minutes. Healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. Healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. Healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. Healing, miracles, signs, and wonders. Healing, miracles, signs, and wonders.
Glory, glory, glory. I have to stop right there because I'm telling you, I can go a whole nother hour in that type of worship. Glory to God, glory to God. All the lines are open, amen, at this time, whether you know it or not. All the lines are open. We're in our fellowship time. Normally on First Sunday, I do communion. Glory to God. I know we're at the end of our time. Amen, and I'm not going to just make the time
home.
Amen, but what we will do is on tomorrow night, on the Motivational Monday, I will come and do communion with you all that tune in tomorrow night on the Motivational Monday with yours truly. We'll do communion then. Amen, but I am so glad that you came with us today and joined in with us. The lines are open. I think I heard Sister Emily just say hello. God bless you. Happy early birthday to you, lady. Keep on living.
Daddy, I think Missionary Ken's trying to make his own self a year older than I actually am because we're actually both a month apart.
Okay, y'all, same age, all right then.
I'm not going to be 52, I will be 51, and then in January, Missionary Ken will be 51, so he's trying to make himself a year older there. He better cut that out.
Either that or he's just trying to make
you
feel old.
I got to razz him a little.
Amen, amen, amen. All the lines are open, amen. We love to hear your takeaways on today. Anyone that has a takeaway about the program on today, again, the lines are open. I would love to hear what stuck out to you, what spoke to you, what blessed you. If you don't mind, just share that with us. And I don't want to call names. I don't want to call your phone number out. Amen. I just want you to just, by faith, encourage others by saying something that encouraged you today.
Well, Pastor Bonnet, I got this for a takeaway. You must assume everybody has a Bible that's at least 6 foot to 8 foot tall.
Why you say that?
Because you told them to turn over in their Bibles. Jeremiah.
Yeah, I need a pretty big one for that, darling.
You need a pretty big Bible to turn over in their Bible.
Hey, roll over in it. That I tell you, if you ever get immersed in God's Word, you'll feel like you done dived down in it. You know, like the little, one of these little nursery programs where the bus miniaturized and they go off on a journey. Amen. So, I tell you, you can get in depth in God's word just like that. So you say, which way I go now? Which way I go now?
Okay, excuse me. We have that echo again. So please, if you're close to your loved one, get away from her. And we can finish enjoying the show. The whole takeaway, the whole message resonated with me. So it wasn't one particular part that you said. The whole message was great. So thank you for that.
Amen. Amen.
And I thank you, Pastor, for the beautiful message.
And I'm going to piggyback that on what Charles said, the whole. But what I really like is what you do, you have to represent God. I don't care where, when, and how. God sees, he knows, he hears, he sees all things. He's aware of all things. So whatever we think we're doing, and we're not representing him, he sees it. So don't try to hide. He already knows your heart.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that.
So
that blessed
me.
Amen.
Yes, yes. I really like that.
Amen. Thank you so very much. Anyone else have a takeaway or even an add to? Amen. Come on. All right. All right. Well, with that being said, amen. Amen. Sister Ruth, come on with our Bible search quiz, what we call our pepper trap, and from last week.
Yeah, we have
Proverbs.
Okay, here it is. Drink no longer water, but use a little wine for thy stomach's sake and thine often infirmities. I know we'll get a few interesting people who may not like this. Drink no longer water, but use a little wine for thy stomach's sake. And I often infirmities. This came from Luke the physician, you know. So.
Proverbs 36.
Yeah, this is you're going to let us fight when I tell you where this is at.
Was that in Proverbs 36?
No.
Let me see where I wrote it down. What did I do with it? Let's see. It's in my bag.
Take your time.
And you are able to download this show for your enjoyment, your listening pleasure later on. Take it throughout the week with you. And while she's still trying to find that, I would like to send condolences out to the Montez family. We lost a guy used to work in our complex. He passed, so our thoughts and prayers goes out to his family and friends at this difficult time. Great guy, and will be missed. And he was a great guy, loved his job, and definitely was a great bass player. And Tony, you know who I'm talking about. We lost him.
Amen. Amen. Just to help those that's looking, she said, drink no more. Don't drink water only, but a little wine for your stomach's sake. That's from New Testament. That was the Apostle Paul speaking to his son Timothy, giving him some instruction, and so I'm kind of helping y'all to find it. Amen. Amen. Some of y'all, you can ask Dean, God bless you, Sister Emily. You can ask Dean, you can ask. You can ask Siri. You can ask Google. I think they might talk to you. What's the Windows one called? What that one called?
Google. If you hit the mic, it'll talk to you.
Yeah, but it's one with Windows. I forget the name of the one in Windows. But it'll talk to you too. You can ask her the question. Katana. Yeah. Katana. I'll tell you. Tell you who said drink no more water but a little wine for your stomach's sake. It'll pop up for you.
Did you guys hear me speak a little earlier?
That's how easy it is to find quotes in the Bible, by the way. Even if you don't quote it exactly right, if you have the construct of a thing for you. And that makes your Bible searching a lot easier. If you're trying to find something that you think that might be in the Bible, you can look it up that way. But since nobody given the answer yet, 1 Timothy 5:23.
You got it, bud.
All right.
In that lesson today.
You want to freak up?
Brother Six, as you were saying about sending condolences out to that person's family, I also want to send condolences out to a gentleman's family up at Austinburg Rehab. His name is Mark. His wife just passed away this morning.
Okay. We're on condolences on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Amen. Praying for him. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Ruthie, we're ready for the next week's scripture.
Okay. This one is, thou shalt not avenge, nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord.
One more time.
Okay. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. Well, you can remember that in other parts of the Bible too, Ken. Jesus said that.
That's a real pepper trap. They say, you know, that's a that's a real pepper trap. The only thing that separates it is the very beginning.
Right? You got what I just that's pretty cool.
Wow. So give it one more time, because that's a real. You got to snoop for that one.
Okay. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a good one, Kenny. You know, I didn't realize how good you got that. Kenny got this one together. He did a good job.
Yeah, that's...
I didn't even realize it was a preparatory.
Yeah, because... the only reason why you know it's an Old Testament is because of the beginning, where it says, thou shalt not revenge against thy people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's
did you go out, Ken? Okay.
Yeah, so that's very good. I like that. Kudos, Ken. Kudos to you. And if you don't like kudos, Ruth, give some saltine crackers.
Oh my!
Hey, if I'm gonna have some saltine crackers, I want a little chili in my crackers.
Yeah, I made chili the other day, and he had crackers with.
No, yeah. I didn't say I wanted crackers in my chili. I wanted chili in my crackers.
He pulled that one off on me too, Pastor, so don't feel bad.
I think he want a bag of Frito-Lay. Chili flavor. That's what he wants.
Oh, those are good.
That's one of my favorite.
We're all
ones.
Getting hungry, darling.
Those are good.
Those Frito-Lay chili flavors, man, those are super good.
Pastors are good, but not when a person's got an old peptic ulcer in their stomach and then they upset their belly.
Well, that means you don't.
Right.
Amen.
My wife made some beef stew, so I think I'm going to go in here and make me a grilled cheese sandwich to go along with it. Ooh-wee. God, you're so good.
You know what, Dad? You and my nigga drive up here and make us some beef stew like Mama makes.
I ain't going to do it. I'm just going to tell you. She have to do it. I'll drive, but if I drive, she's going to have to cook. I just ain't going to do it. I ain't going to do it. That's all right. I'll drive, but she's going to have to cook. Why not? Why not? That's my only statement. Why not?
As long as she don't catch you picking on her, you're safe.
Listen, I'm so used to getting in trouble, so it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. For all you women out there that want a godly man, you say you want a preacher, I'm telling you now. You don't know what you're asking for. You just don't be prepared to be in all this for me. So be careful what you ask for. Be careful what you ask for.
Yeah, one time he was preaching up at People's Baptist, and he was preaching on be careful for nothing, because he knows I'm a worrywart, so I was definitely the topic of the conversation, huh, Dally?
I was going to slide y'all up under here, too, but I said, nah, but thank you for your testimony. See, that's a woman who's married to a preacher. It takes a woman with some thick skin to be married to a preacher.
Yeah, and when you're part of that preacher's ministry, you got to be ready for correction, too.
Absolutely.
Amen to that, darling.
Absolutely, because if it comes down to God's word, I'll correct you right then and there.
Kenny would, too.
Yeah. Because if you teach them wrong, you're going to lead people wrong. And we'll see tomorrow night that in Matthew chapter 5, Jesus warns us about teaching people to violate the word of God. So you got to be right.
Pastor, I was also going to ask you, the team here at Success Radio, and our listeners to be praying for me, because here in the last few days I ain't been doing real good.
All right. We're going to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence with thanksgiving. God, we ask, Lord God, on behalf of Sister Emily, that you would touch her body now in the name of Jesus. We're praying for healing and deliverance. Lord God, you know her circumstance, her situation. Lord God, you understand. For we have a high priest that is touched with our feelings and infirmities. So we come before you, Lord God, touching and agreeing in the spirit that she's been right now. That person right now. Whatever, oh God, is beforehand. And we tell you thank you. Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Amen. When we get off, Dad, I'm gonna be giving you a call, but it won't be from the number you got.
Okay.
Okay.
But I.
Huh?
I say call right after. I'm ready to eat now.
Okay,
and,
then.
Once I eat, I'm going to fall asleep. All right. Is there any other business?
There was one question for you. You know, after the opening song, who was that artist that you played, Dad?
The first song was...
Yes, Dad. After our opening song for the show, what was that first song that you played? Who was that artist?
Oh, the next song. Second song. I don't know what the second song was. I did the first song. The second song, Pat Trivia. I'm sorry. A song called Pat Trivia and...
Okay, thanks, Dad.
But it was Patrick and another artist.
And speaking of trivia, we forgot to ask, what scripture did Ruth read at the beginning?
I was kind of late calling in, so I can't answer that one.
Came out of Hello.
The Syracuse.
Anybody got it? Outside of me?
I'm here.
Yeah, Zephaniah, chapter 1, verses 5 through 12.
Oh, 5 through 12. I know.
That last one, Kenny did a whole sermon on that about the Jerusalem and they're set on their leaves, honey, remember?
Amen. Well, let's close out with tomorrow night. Charles, you still there with us?
I'm right here. Want to thank you all for
hitting. Thank you.
Want to thank you all for joining us for the Six Eyes Gospel Show. It is our prayer that you leave better feeling than when you came. Tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern, join us for Motivational Monday with Pastor Kenneth Bonnet. And please be mindful when you're in the same room. Be mindful when you're on a Bluetooth headset, because we want to have a great show and not have the feedback. I heard it, so just be mindful of that, please. Thank you, and we had a great show. I want to thank our listeners, Tony, everyone else who called in. Thank you, and
uh-huh.
Enjoy the rest.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh.
And God bless.
You've been changed.
Yeah.
green grapes and give you white milk. But if you think that's something, God's chemical laboratory of redemption took my black soul and dipped it in red blood. And I came out white as snow. Oh! Yeah.